Welcome to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, where we open God's Word together and discover eternal answers for today's living. We've been studying the powerful I Am declarations of Jesus, and today we come to his statement in John chapter 8 and verse 12, I am the light of the world. In a world filled with darkness, confusion, and uncertainty, Jesus declares that he alone brings light, direction, and hope. Stay with us as we unfold what it means to walk in the light and how his truth can brighten every corner of your life today.
Our heart is not pure by default. Listen, if we're going to be right with God today, then we're going to have to understand. If you choose to do what is right in this society, then you will be treated as the enemy. You will be rejected. You will be looked down upon. In verse number 14, he says, judgment is turned away back.
And they that come to God must believe that He is the creator. He has the resources to provide. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19 says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Good morning. Welcome to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. We are always thrilled and excited and honored that you would take the time to listen to our program on this wonderful Lord's Day. Now, I get it. Fall is coming up, and after fall, you know what happens after that. But that's okay. I mean, we can't stop the seasons. And I have to admit that fall is probably one of my favorite seasons of all. I'm not a fan of winter, but I sure love the season of autumn and the changing of the leaves and the cool weather. It's wonderful. The Bible is also wonderful, and it's wonderful to be able to study it together with you. It's wonderful to be able to take just a moment. I was thinking about this the other day, that we would have to live 1,000 lives to even pull out half or a quarter or just a tiny bit of truth from the Bible. It's so amazing. It's so incredible, the amount of truth that's available. And anytime we open the Bible, it's just a raindrop of truth in an ocean of truth. I mean, just a drop of truth in an ocean of truth that's available. But it's still a blessing to be able to do so. Well, before we get into the teaching of the Word of God, I'm going to listen here to a hymn, one of my favorite hymns, The Old Rugged Cross. This old gospel hymn is such a great truth for our lives. And I want you to listen to the words as we listen to this old hymn, The Old Rugged Cross.
Thank you.
What a wonderful blessing that song is. Every single time I hear it, I am reminded of that incredible sacrifice of our Savior for us, that Jesus died on that old rugged cross, but he died on that cross to save us from ourselves. I am the light of the world is our next declaration of Jesus. The Gospel of John is a wonderful book. Matthew is writing to Jews with the focus of Jesus as the King. Mark is writing to Romans with the focus of Jesus as the Son of God. Luke is writing to Jews in a Roman culture, a Hellenistic culture, and he's focusing on Jesus as a man, his humanity. John is writing to a Roman culture, and the focus is that Jesus is the divine Son of God. It's important to note that the Gospel of John is the only book in the Bible that's written to unsaved people. The Gospel of John also contains seven miracles, and they are recorded to help us to understand who Jesus is, that he is God, and that we would believe on his name. John chapter 9 is where we're going to be for our lesson here today. Now, John chapter 9 gives us a story, and this story is going to illustrate for us that Jesus is the light of the world. John chapter 9, verse 1. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, "Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay, and said unto him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which is by interpretation sent. He sent his way therefore and washed, and came seeing. In this passage of Scripture, we notice our third declaration of Jesus: "I am the light of the world." Now, this declaration is indeed a declaration of hope. It is a message of hope to a hopeless and a dark and confused world. I was just reading the news the other day, and I was going through all the different feeds, all the different news stories, and I came across bad news after sad news after mad news. Just one story after another. Our world is in darkness, and so many in our world feel hopeless.
We'll get back to Pastor's Bible message in just a moment. We wanted to pause and offer you an invitation to join us in proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to our region. Would you pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths to those in our city and abroad? It goes without saying that your financial gift is greatly appreciated. We would love for you to be a partner with us and help keep us on the air. You can send a financial gift by mail. Our address is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N 087. Again, it's 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N 087. You can also e-transfer your gift to our radio ministry using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. again, that's give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift will be a great blessing and encouragement to us, but best of all, it helps us stay on this radio station proclaiming God's timeless truths. So thank you so much for your kindness to our ministry. If you would like us to pray for you, we'd be happy to do so. You can submit your prayer requests at timelesstruthsradio.com. We believe in the power of prayer, and we're excited to pray for and with you. You can also find our contact information on timelesstruthsradio.com. We'd love to answer any questions you might have, or maybe you want to just send us a word of encouragement. That's always welcome. Let's continue with our message this morning. Once again, here is Pastor Burns.
Years ago, an S-4 submarine was rammed by a ship off the coast of Massachusetts. That sub sank immediately, and the entire crew was trapped in a prison house of death. Every effort was made to rescue the crew, but every effort failed. And near the end of the ordeal, a deep sea diver who was doing everything in his power to find a way for the crew's release thought he heard a tapping on the steel wall of the sunken sub, and so he placed his helmet up against the side of the vessel, and he realized it was Morse code, and he attached himself to the side, and he spelled out that message in his mind that was being tapped from within. And it was repeating the same question, and the question from within was, is there any hope? I am glad to report to you that according to God's living word, and according to the Gospel of John, there is great hope in Jesus Christ. Now I want us to think about for just a moment the life of Jesus and the story that we have before us before we get deep into our study. I think, first of all, we notice Christ's compassion. Jesus saw a man in verse number 1. You're probably wondering, what's the big deal? We see people all of the time. Christ sees people differently than we do. I mean, we often see a crowd of people. We see people in our way. We often see a crowd of people. We might see someone who cut us off, or someone who's, you know, stopping traffic, or someone ahead of us in a line. But when Jesus sees people, he sees people who are in darkness. He sees people without a shepherd. He sees a blind man. And not only does he see a blind man, Jesus also sees a man with great burdens in his life. The Lord Jesus sees a man who was born blind, the Bible says. And he saw the need that he had in his life. This need that this man had was far more than the healing of a physical disability. In Romans chapter 5 and verse number 6, the scriptures say, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly." When we were without strength, the Bible says, I would illustrate it, that we were in that sunken sub of life. The disciples asked Jesus why this man was born blind. Was it his sin, or was it the sin of his parents? Verse number 2. It was common for the Jews to believe that physical sickness was the direct result of sin. I mean, Job's friends had that perspective. Jesus was looking to the future and not the past. The sickness was a great opportunity for God to manifest his work in this man's life. You know, it's a joy to know that God continues to work in our lives today. And I want to remind you, as you listen to this program, that God is still helping families. He's still mending hearts. God is still touching lives that are broken. God's still saving and mending souls. And God wants to help you today. But the question is, will you let God help you today? So we notice Christ's compassion. He saw a man in verse number 1. But then we notice Christ's conversation, verse number 4 of our text. The Bible says it this way: "I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world," Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." Jesus declares here, again, this I am declaration, I am the light of the world. It's important to be aware of what Jesus declares for us in verse number 4 as we work our way through this study, as we study this passage of Scripture. I must work the works of him that sent me. It becomes important as we go through this story. Jesus was the light to lead people to the Father. He said, as long as I am in the world, he would show God to the world. He would reveal God's redemptive plan. And this story before us is indeed a story that is a shining light. It is a story that reveals to us God and God's plan for not only the world, but let's be very specific here this morning. It's also a plan that's revealed about your life and God's plan for your life. So let's look at this text here in John chapter 9, and let's break it down. I want us to notice, first of all, let's focus our attention on this man who's born blind, and let's think about the illustration that Jesus is giving us. Let's notice this man's misery. We notice, first of all, that this man was indeed born blind. This man was physically blind. And this man's blindness illustrates a common condition. Those who are lost in darkness, those who are without Jesus Christ. If you have a Bible close by, you can turn back to John chapter 1. And notice what the Bible says in verse number 4. The Bible says this about Jesus: in him, that's speaking of Jesus, was life, and the life was the light of men. So Jesus is revealing light, and he's also offering life. Now we have to go all the way back to the Garden of Eden to really understand this. Adam was made perfect, and he was placed in a perfect place, the Garden of Eden. He enjoyed the wonderful blessing of fellowship with God. He could freely eat of all the trees in the garden. And there was a tree in the garden that belonged to God. And God said, if you eat of that tree, you will surely die. If you eat of that tree, you will be a thief. You will steal from God. But the problem is that Adam did become a thief. Adam disobeyed God. What was the consequence of his disobedience? It was physical death, but also it was spiritual death. You see, we could say that Adam was minus God that day. You find Adam and his wife hiding from God, not walking in sweet fellowship, no longer enjoying that wonderful fellowship, but he's hiding from God. I remember as a kid, I had done something that I was not supposed to do, and I got in trouble for it. And instead of accepting my consequences, I decided that the best step, the best action was for me to run away. And so I did. I ran away. I didn't run away far, just in the woods behind my house, but I sat in the woods and I hid from my parents because I knew I had done something wrong. I knew that I was going to be punished for it. And so I hid. And Adam was hiding from God. Anything or anyone that takes us away from God, friend, listen to me, it's a bad deal. It might be a career. It might be friends. It's a bad deal. Anyone who takes you away from God is a bad deal. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12, speaking of Gentiles, the Bible puts it this way. The Bible says that at that time you are without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. We are dead in our trespasses and sins. John said that in Jesus was life, and the life was the light of men. You see, the Lord went out. And when the Lord went out, the life went out. And when the life went out, the light went out. Therefore, our condition is darkness. We are indeed the sons of Adam. And the Bible tells us that in Adam all die. We all receive his nature. We are all in Adam. We are all minus the Lord, minus life, minus light. When the Lord went out, we were depraved. When the life went out, we are dead. And when the light went out, we are darkened. And that's what it means to be lost. That's what it means to be in darkness. That's what it means to be hopeless. You don't have to be a great sinner to be lost. You just have to be minus God. And so we notice this man was born blind. He was, verse number one, blind from birth. And we are also blind from birth. We are also in sin from birth. For in sin did my mother conceive me, David said. For all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. We all have that Adamic nature from birth. We all have that appetite for sin. You don't have to teach a child how to lie or how to disobey or how to be selfish. No, there's that appetite that's already there. That nature is already there. What I'm trying to say is we don't need a sinning teacher.
Hi, friend. Would you make a decision from the message that you just heard? Most importantly, do you know that you would go to heaven when this life is over? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? The Bible teaches us that we have all sinned and have come short of God's glory. The Scriptures tell us that we cannot earn heaven by our own merit. It's not about a religious ritual or being a good person, being baptized or joining a church, or a particular denomination. Salvation is found in Jesus and Him alone. Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus died in our place on the cross, and now we can enjoy the blessing of having our sins forgiven by trusting in His finished work on Calvary. If you believe the gospel today, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, if you believe that Jesus as God died for your sins and that you cannot save yourself, would you call out to Jesus today? Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." You can pray a prayer similar to this one. "Lord, I know I have sinned against you. Because of that sin, I am separated from you. I believe that you died for me, that you rose again from the grave. I'm asking you to save me and wash my sins away. Make me your child. Amen." This isn't some magic prayer, but it's the heart decision behind your prayer. The Bible says in Romans 10:10, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness." If you prayed a prayer like mine, and you meant it with all of your heart, then you are born again into the family of God. I rejoice with you in your decision. We'd love to know of your decision of trusting Christ as your Savior. You can head over to KitchenerBaptist.org/decision. We'd love to connect with you and pray for you. We would also love to send you some resources to help you in this newfound faith. God bless. We hope to hear from you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to our program this morning. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our church and this radio ministry and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N 0A7. Again, that address is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N 0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Again, that email for e-transfer is give@kitchenerbaptist.org. For more information about supporting Timeless Truths, you can visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus right now. Just say yes to Jesus today, fully trust in Him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life at KitchenerHope.com. Again, that website is KitchenerHope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. We hope that you will join us next time when we open the Bible and explore God's timeless truths.
We'd love for you to join us for one of our services here at Kitchener Baptist. We meet each Sunday, the first day of the week, at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. During our Sunday morning service, we have a wonderful kids program. We also have a Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. During our Wednesday night service, we have a teen program and a kids program. So, you can bring the whole family. We hope to see you soon at Kitchener Baptist Church.